Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And yes, we are doing a show on Oscar night. My God, I can't believe my assistant scheduled a show. We should be prepping. We should have our cocktails ready for the Oscars. We should have our little statues from the Hollywood statue shop sitting there with our own Oscars. But no, we're doing a radio show today. But you know what? It's going to be a fantastic show today because we have fantastic guests, wonderful, multi-talented, incredible guests on the show today, Katie Sullivan and Jay Kramer, and we're going to talk to them in a couple minutes, but I just have to tell you what our show is about. Our show, if you are not familiar with it, which you should be because we have millions of listeners all over the world, and it's broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. And this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry, because our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions and they're at different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. And click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And that is where you can view a list of our past guests. And we have had an incredible, a plethora of talented people on the show. We cover everything. We have Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Tony winners. We have singers, actors, Grammy winners too. Singers, actors, dancers, models, musicians, celebrity reality stars, film critics, behind the scenes people, which script supervisors, production assistants, set designers, you name it. We have it all. That way you can really hear about the trials and tribulations of what it's like to pursue a career that you're interested in. So go to our archive page. Again, LA Talk Radio. And then look for our show, Question Reality. And this, again, takes you to the archive page, and that's where you can view the list of our past guests. It has brief bios, couple of the interview questions, what it includes, and then also has their website, and then you can either play it instantly or download it. Now, you can also download our free app for your Android or iPhone, and you can listen to any of the other exciting and informative shows that we have on LA Talk Radio too. So just download the app from the home page of the LA Talk Radio website. It's located towards the bottom of the page, so you just have to scroll down a little bit. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just go to their websites and type Question Reality Radio in the search box. And if you want to find out about our future guests, now as you know, this show is very popular, super duper popular, and we are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. But don't let that discourage you. If you know people that, or if you yourself, if you're working professionally in the entertainment industry and you'd like to come on the show to promote your projects, promote your ideas, your thoughts, in entertainment, please go to our website. The official website is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com. Go to the contact page and submit. We would love to consider you to come on as a guest on our show so you can help inspire, motivate, and educate people about what is going on in entertainment. So there you go. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com. And as I said, fantastic guest for you coming in just seconds. But I wanted to briefly touch on a guest that we had on last week, a film critic who usually comes on every year. She's one of my favorite people in the world. She's absolutely my favorite film critic. And I don't usually, I mean, who says that they have a favorite film critic? But she absolutely is my favorite. Her name is Betty Jo Tucker. And she shared with us her predictions last week of the winners for the Oscars. And fingers crossed, I agreed with everyone. One of them, so hopefully. But she also did something special. She writes little poems about some of the either the best movies or the best actors. She's extremely creative. By the way, go to her website, BettyJoTucker.com. And she got a lot of them in, but she forgot the one about Benedict Cumberbatch, who is one of my favorite actors of all time. So I just want to read that little poem that she wrote for my darling Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay, so here it is. That Cumberbatch, an actor great, played Turing, well, in fact, first rate. No wonder he seems Oscar bound. A win for him should soon be found. Priscilla thinks all this is true. Can she be right? If not, she'll sue. Well, not actually, but very cute little thing Betty Tucker does. So what film critic can you say actually writes little poems for the actors in the film? So there you go, Betty Jo Tucker. I got it in for you. You can check her out. Her pages are realtalkreviews.com, blogtalkradio.com. She has, it's under Movie Attic Headquarters, and BettyJoTucker.com. I think she's very, very fair in her reviews. So there you go. Now, today, the focus of my show, I was very, very excited to have these two guests on. They were referred to me by just an incredibly talented actress. Just saw her latest on Criminal Minds, where they actually showcased the topic of our show to get today in her scene as she was walking away. Her name is Eileen Gruba. Please go to her website, EileenGrubba.com. As soon as you go there, you're going to say, oh my God, I've seen her. See her. You see her everywhere. She's just incredibly talented and just the nicest, sweetest woman. Oh my God, I love this lady. She referred, when I told her that I wanted to focus on diversity this year for my shows, she recommended these two actors. They're multi-hyphenated, as we all are in Hollywood, East Coast people. They are Katie Sullivan. Go to her website. It's katiesullivan.net, and that's spelled KatySullivan.net. And also Jay Kramer. And they have a website together, J-A-Y, and A-N-D, Katie, K-A-T-Y.com. So go there and check it out while I'm briefly going over the topic today. So again, today the focus of my show is diversity in entertainment. And when I say diversity in entertainment, I'm talking about it all. Now, I may miss something, but when I was writing this today, I try to include everyone who I feel should be included in diversity in entertainment, my version. So that would include Asian Americans, African Americans, more female-led or driven films, and disabled and handicapped actors and actresses on television and in film. And I think that this month, February, can be remembered, or maybe remembered among many, as a great month for Asian Americans Entertainment. For the first time in 20 years, as you know, U.S. network television, prime time, has a sitcom led by an Asian American cast. And of course, that's ABC's Fresh Off the Boat. Oh my God, this is so funny. And it really premiered with strong ratings and they had really good reviews. And then also, days later, news came out that George Takei's Allegiance musical, which is a musical about Japanese Americans, the internment during World War II, it's actually making it to Broadway. So it'll become the first Asian-led Broadway musical in over a decade. And for a cherry on top, ABC also greenlit a pilot for Dr. Ken, starring Ken Jeong from one of my favorite movies, The Hangover, all of them. And he's also well known in the sitcom community, brilliant sitcom actor. Now, me, as you know, I am a fanatical fan of Lucy Liu and Margaret Cho from All American Girl sitcom back in, oh my God, it's been like 20 years now. Coincidentally, that was also on AMBC. Oh my God, ABC. And the network, that's also the network behind Fresh Off the Boat. Now, you know, as you've been hearing since 2008 about my obsession with Bruce Lee, but also my love for Gong Li, and there's just too many other Asian actors to mention. So I am so happy for greater representation of Asian performers, and I hope that this wave launches just a whole new era when Asian Americans can just step out of the supporting shadows and into the spotlight as stars, as they clearly are multi-talented. Now, being a teen in the 80s, I rarely saw Asian faces on television or in the movies, unless they were in, of course, Bruce Lee, Kung Fu, theater, martial arts films, or in, you know, the Miss Universe pageants. They threw a couple in there. And that really reinforced my awareness. I was very aware of not seeing these people on television or in the movies. And I asked my mother, why aren't these other people on television or in film? And I remember she said, that's going to take as long to happen as it did for women to be able to vote or have equal rights. So, well, thank goodness it didn't take that long, because within the last decade, we've seen Hollywood really making a breakthrough with stronger roles on television for women, African Americans, Asians. But in my opinion, there are not nearly enough for our disabled community of actors, such as the two incredibly talented actors that are on my show today. And I really hope that our show today will shed a light or a need to represent all of humanity in the entertainment industry. I am putting it on their shoulders. Katie and Jay are going to have to represent all of humanity today. So physically challenged actors, please, people, they can be funny and dramatic and charismatic and romantic, and they can be inspirers and leaders and athletes, as you will hear today. And in summary of my long-winded intro, which you know I never do, this is probably the first time I've ever given such a long intro, but it's because I feel so passionate about this subject. But in my opinion, writing more roles of realism for Asian American, African American, and physically challenged actors, it will really shed light, and it'll make people, everyone, believe that any career, any opportunity, and any life career is possible. So, you know, their storylines can help break down racial stereotypes and all stereotypes by teaching people that all of these people that are not represented fully, they have a full range of human experiences just like everybody else. And they want to be represented more in Hollywood. So that is a constant battle. So maybe if you know a writer, an aspiring writer, you can encourage them, hey, make sure you include more African Americans, more Asian Americans, and especially more physically challenged people. They exist. You see Everybody, humanity, we're all physically challenged in some way. But our guests today, again, are here in part to represent the physically challenged community of actors. And again, without further ado, they are Katie Sullivan and Jay Kramer. Now, just to give you a brief bio on these spectacular, wonderful people, Katie Sullivan is a double above the knee amputee from birth. And Jay Kramer fell while rock climbing at the age of 30 and became a C5 level quadriplegic. Oh, Jesus, God, I can't say that like I can't say horror. I can't say horror properly either. Oh, they're going to have to school me on that. There are some words I just can't do. Okay, they'll announce that. Okay, so Katie and Jay, they met at Rancho Los Amigos National Rehabilitation Center in Downey, and Katie began to run at the age of 25, and it took her to the London 2012 Paralympic Games, and where she set the American record in the 100 meters, which it still holds today. And Jay began a career in stand-up comedy from his power wheelchair 4 months to the day of his accident. And he won the title of LA's Top Newcomer Comedian of 2007 and LA's Funniest Comic of 2009. And he has opened for such greats as Adam Sandler, Martin Lawrence, Drew Carey, John Lovitz, Kevin Nealon, Amy Schumer, and Whitney Cummings. And Katie, not to be undone, has appeared on big hits such as one of my favorites, My Name is Earl, Last Man Standing, Legit, and most recently on NCIS New Orleans. And Jay, as an actor, has also appeared on shows like one of my favorites. Oh, I'm so sad. Desperate Housewives. Oh, I wake up in the middle of night with night terrors that it's not ever going to come back. They're going to make another show, sort of like if they tried to do it. Mark tried it with, I think, Devious Maids. I don't know what the hell happened to that show, but hopefully it comes back. I didn't hear that it was canceled, but keep going, Mark Cherry. We love your stuff. He was also on NCIS Los Angeles, one of my favorite shows. And check this out. Jay Kramer was submitted for an Emmy for his work on Grey's Anatomy. Now, how cool is that? Take that. Oh, now, Katie and Jay have degrees in acting from Webster University and the University of Michigan, respectively, and they travel. What's so cool, my gosh, this is just so inspirational. They travel around the country and they give motivational talks to America's youth when they're not busy being peer mentors and entertainers. They just fit it all in. And currently, they have several self-written projects in the works, along with their very own production company entitled Sullivan Productions. That's a really great title. They have been married for 5 years, and they cannot wait to see what the future holds. Well, I cannot wait to say hi to them. So without further ado, let's get those two little lovers on here. Welcome, Katie and Jay.
Hi.
My goodness.
Introduction ever.
Oh my gosh. What do you have, Jay, across the room? Get Jay up there with you next to that microphone. My goodness gracious. I can barely hear him again. Would you push him across the room so you could take full stage, Katie Sullivan? By the way, I love that name. That is a total star name. Love the name. We are going to talk about lots of things today. We're going to talk about diversity in entertainment. We're going to talk about Paralympics being underrepresented. We're going to talk about your production company and your motivational speaking. So we got a lot to cover today. Hopefully we can get it in. But I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show, you guys. You are hopefully going to shed light on the representation that needs to happen in films and on television. So let's start out with, I'm going to get your opinion. Let's do Katie first and Jay in that order when we ask the questions. So my first question is, how do you both feel about films and television that don't use real handicapped actors or physically challenged actors, such as, you know, Glee. I can't think of another one right now that's off the top of my head. How do you feel about that?
I would have to say, as a performer with a disability, what I hope for is to have the opportunity to be given the opportunity to honestly be considered for a role. I think often performers with disabilities are used for, you know, one episode or maybe a couple episodes. But when it comes to like a series regular on a show, they bring people in, but I really genuinely don't believe how honestly they're taking that seriously and if they are really considering someone with a disability to play that actual role. I know there are instances where it is the case that they say, no, let's do this. And I genuinely think if it's not even written into a character description or written in as something, it can just make a character just so much more dimensional to use someone that happens to be in a wheelchair, and maybe you don't find out why that person is sitting down for a season and a half, something like that. It just adds to the complexity of characters and backstories and all of those things. So I just feel like we need to get to a place where people are not afraid to use individuals that look different than the normal person.
Now, let me tell you, Katie, I want to get your opinion on this. About something that personally happened to me, and this was sort of a lame excuse as to why it happened. I was cast for, I get calls out of the blue, I don't know, because I'm fluffy, Katie. I'm a fluffy person. And when I first came here, of course, I went to UCLA to get training in directing. I thought I was moving out here to be a director, have changed my mind on that considerably. But a couple of my friends said, you know what? I think you'd be fantastic doing comedy. So you should try out as an actor. I had no interest in being an actor at all. But I just happened to hang around with people that ended up casting for things like producers and directors. So every time they would have a need for a fluffy person, they'd say, Priscilla, can you please be in my project? Yes, I can, because it was a hobby. It was fun. Well, I got a call recently, well, not recently, last year, so I went through the process, you know, and enrolled on Actors Access, LA Casting, et cetera. And I got a call to saying that I was picture picked to be on a show called Comedy Bang Bang. And when they described what it was, I thought, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be starring opposite blah, blah, blah. And oh, I was just so excited. So he cast me just right on the phone. I didn't have to go in for an audition. Now, when he did this, I assumed he knew, because on Actors Access and LA Casting, they have a profile or something you have to set up and you have to check off, like if you're short or if you have tattoos or if you have a scar, if you have some right. physical disability. Okay, so I had torn my, I tried to put my big ass Katie in a pair of stilettos. I fell in the bathroom and I tore my meniscus and I fractured my kneecap, and it was really, really bad. Because of my weight, I was told it was going to take at least 6 months to a year to heal. So I had to get myself a power chair, which I love, by the way, and I think I'm going to keep it long after my meniscus heals and my fractured kneecap, because I'm telling you, I'm treated like a queen. People, I used to walk down, I used to get to the door, and people in front of me would let the door slam in my face before I'd open it, before my power chair. Now, people run to the door to open it and let me through, and I get put in, there's a whole line in restaurants, and I tell you, they just put us through. So I don't know, I get I get treated very well, and I really appreciate the sensitivity of most regular people. But let me tell you what happened. So I get to the set of Comedy Bang Bang, and I went out and bought my own wardrobe because, of course, they said they didn't have anything in my size. So I went out and bought my own stuff, and they loved it. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. Woo, I can't wait to get on set. About a half an hour in, I'd say maybe 45 minutes, because I was filling out the paperwork. The assistant or someone came over, I don't remember who, but he said, you know what, I'm really sorry, but we're not going to be able to use you. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the scene is on the second floor. So unfortunately, with you being handicapped and everything, you're not going to be able to do the role. He just assumed that, you know, I couldn't walk up the steps that I was, he just assumed that. So I said, well, I can actually get up the steps. I just have a torn meniscus and a fractured kneecap. And he said, no, well, unfortunately, you know, we can't really use you. It has to do with, and this was his excuse, it has to do with, you know, the studio would never let you go upstairs because there would be insurance issues and it would just be too difficult and we aren't approved for that. So I'm like, well, what do you need? I'm curious, what exactly, you know, would you have to go through? Can you just call and maybe get approved? Because we came all the way and my husband took off work and and he's like, no, you know, it's too much of a hassle. That's what he said. Too much of a hassle. I'm like, okay, well, thank you. And that happened to me. Well, I had never been discriminated against in my life, even being a large female. I'm sure they did, but they never let me hear it. They probably think I'd beat their ass or something. But, you know, I never had that feeling. I never knew what that felt like. And it was humbling. It was embarrassing. And I thought, oh my God, people go through this their whole lives being treated this way. So it really made me cognizant of so many things. It shed such an awareness about people who are physically challenged. So my question to you is, has that ever happened to you? And what exactly is their excuse in Hollywood? Because I talked to people after that and they said, you know what? It really is a whole process. They have to have special insurance for handicapped people and then they have to have ramps and they have to do this and that. And the regular studios and sets are not set up for that. So can you tell me, is this true? Have you ever experienced that? And if so, what can we do to change this?
I can field this question. I actually experienced it on an audition, very, very similar to what you were talking about. And I got there and they must not have known or read further into what my agent had submitted. So they didn't know that I was in a wheelchair. So I got there and I think it was the receptionist or whatever. I called up and she came down to let me in and her eyes bugged out. Like,
yeah.
She was terrified, like she had seen a ghost. And she was like, yeah. I'll be right back. And then she goes in and then she comes back out. And at this point, so it started raining and I'm in a power wheelchair and there was no cover or anything like that. So about 15 minutes later, she came down and she said, we're not going to be able to see you. But you can go ahead and send us a videotape, and we'll take a look at it that way.
Ah, I know. Well, I think I fared a little better than you, Jay, because I actually got paid for the whole day. So I was like, okay, okay, that'll be okay. But you know, similarly, I was in the hot sun, and I'm Irish, and I'm very white, and I was burning to a crisp. I was turning into a Cheerito. I mean, it was just horrible. And they never offered me a umbrella. They never said, oh, well, you know what? You can come in here until your husband comes to pick you up. Oh my God. It was not, I mean, I was not treated well. And that's the first time I was ever treated like that. And I thought, and I said, well, didn't you, I called the person who cast me. And I said, didn't you see on Actors Access that I had checked in the box that, you know, I was in a power chair or a wheelchair? And, oh no, I didn't see that. So I don't know. I think I'm going to have to call Actors Access and say you need to maybe highlight this area, or when they're looking at someone, you need to kind of, because I have heard other people as well who've gone to projects and they were cast picture pick and or went to an audition and they were turned away, and it's because the person casting didn't see. I don't know, it probably isn't really again highlighted, but they need to do something about that, because don't waste anybody's time. Don't waste your time, don't waste my time. So I'm actually going to call Actors Access. I'm going to tell them they need to do that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. You were talking about the being in the power chair and how people treat you differently. You actually do get to see the good side of humanity.
Yeah.
Because I can go to the bank, I can open the door, I can get in there. It takes 4 seconds. It's not a problem. But people don't think that I can, so they will open the door for me, and it's a doorway, so they'll open up one door, and they don't think my power chair can get through one door, so then they'll open up the other door,
right.
And now they're standing in the way.
They're spread
so
eagle!
It's impossible for me to get through. So then what they'll do is they'll create some kind of like a human golden arches, so I need to figure out a way to scoot on through their little archy body, and then I make it in, and I get to say thank you for helping me. But and they get to feel good, and you get to see that people are actually do have a heart out there.
Oh my God! Yeah, you know they really are. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be spreading like the plague through the entertainment industry. I mean, I went recently to Magic Castle and to see a friend performing, and oh my God, they just the lines to get in Magic Castle. They took us through the back way and through. I mean, they took us right on in, and they took us through the quickest way, and I got, of course, great seating. So there are regular people that treat you like $1 million, but it doesn't seem to be spreading through the entertainment industry. I don't know how we're going to do it, but, you know, hopefully we can. Now, to the best of your knowledge, which shows, because we want to actually highlight and showcase the people that are hiring physically challenged people, to the best of your knowledge, which shows have actually hired or are known for hiring physically challenged people?
You know, it's really interesting. I was at the Media Access Awards last year, which is an award show that honors exactly what you said, movies and television shows that not only portray accurately people with disabilities, but are also using individuals with disabilities in their productions. And the writer of Game of Thrones was being honored this last year, and he got up there, and I found it so interesting because there's amputees on that show. There's Peter Dinklage, who's a little person, is on that show, and there's all sorts of there's a rainbow of colors of people on that show, and one of the things that struck me the most about what he said was that he just finds it interesting to write flawed people and people that have differences, and if everybody looked exactly the same and if everybody had the exact same appearance, how boring would everything be? So what I find fascinating, what I find interesting, and I actually didn't know this for a long time, but individuals with disabilities are the largest minority in the country. Mm-hmm. And we are not ageist or sexist or, you know, racist, or we're taking people all at any time.
Okay.
But, I was disabled at birth, disabled is kind of a sort of a archaic word, but
physically challenged.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was born, I was born this way, but this happened to Jay when he was 30, he broke his neck. So it can happen to anyone at any point, at any time. And it's the final frontier, at least in the world of television and film. I always call it the final frontier, because we've had, the breakthroughs of the Cosby Show and the George Lopez show and now Off the Boat, and we've had the Will and Graces of the world, and we have, you know, transgendered actors being able to perform on, you know, Orange is the New Black and things like that. But it is the reflection of the largest minority in the country that just hasn't happened yet. Now it's happening. They are writing characters like this. They are starting to include, you know, performers. Well, I would say they're starting to write characters that are this way, but then tend to put able-bodied actors into those roles.
Exactly. And why are they doing that? Is it really what the guy told me on the set of Comedy Bang Bang? Is it really that it is so much of a hassle? What actually has to happen for them to do that? Because the way he explained it, oh my God, there's paperwork, and then they have to get extra insurance, and then they have to do all these things. Is this true? They really have to go through this process just to hire a physically challenged person? Because if it is, I don't know if he was just, you know, saying that. He just came up with that excuse. If he was not lying, well, maybe actually lying. Or is this really the process for them to have handicapped people on the set?
I'm just actually now entering into the world of producing and creating projects and things like that. So it's definitely something that I will, you know, be able to, you know, talk to me in a year from now and I could probably answer that question.
Okay.
But to me at this point, my curiosity is, do they want to go with actors who have beefier resumes? Do they want to go with performers who, you know, have been gone through some sort of formal training? I mean, Jay and I both have degrees in acting, and we've spent a lot of time doing theater, and he was in Second City, and we've paid our dues in those terms. And so, you know, we're starting to get to the point where we're building resumes and we're being taken seriously, and we'll get called, you know, we both. I've had an audition this week for a series regular on an ABC pilot that was not written as someone with a disability, and I don't know how seriously they're going to take that, but it was just thrilling to me to be able to do an audition for just a human being, and they were open to seeing anybody, which is,
We're getting there. I actually, speaking of Glee, it was very interesting. Something happened to me. I got a call. I was picture picked by the director to come on Glee, and I didn't know who the director was, of course. I don't, you know, they say that all the time. So I go on the set of Glee, and although the big saucer eyes came out, of course, from most people, mm-hmm. and I go on the set. And who ends up being the director? Eric Stoltz was the director of this particular episode. And it turned out I met Eric Stoltz. I was cast in David Schwimmer's movie Humanoid way back in, I don't know, 2000. And I met him at a party. And so I thought, oh, well, it must have been another one of those accidents. You know, picture pick. They didn't check. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go anyway. So I went, and it turns out that I was picture picked because Eric Stoltz I happen to remember. But they left me right in the power chair, and I did the scene, and most people weren't expecting it. He didn't know that, because I wasn't in a power chair then. He didn't know I was in a power chair. As a matter of fact, it was one of those accidents. But he made it work, and he did the scene, and he worked around it, and he made it happen. So he obviously wasn't even concerned about any insurance or special ramps or anything. I was rolling over those power cords, and the men were flipping out. I was all over the place. They were like, oh no, the tape is on your wheel. we got it taped. Who cares? He didn't care. He didn't have a problem with it. So I think that either he didn't know about these special issues that have to happen, or he just didn't care. But my question to both of you are, is there, in your opinion, how can we encourage the powers that be to write more realistic parts for physically challenged actors? Is there a committee that you know of? Are there meetings like they have in the community for anything that we can do?
Well, first of all, I don't think that the insurance thing should be an issue. I don't even think it is an issue. Mm-hmm. But what I do know about Eric Stoltz specifically is he starred in a movie where he played a newly injured quadriplegic called the movie was called The Water Dance. And it took place at the rehab facility in Downey that Katie and I met at Rancho Los Amigos.
Wow.
So I'm certain, without a doubt and without discussion, that is the reason why he handled that so well.
I'm so glad also, you told me that. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. But then also, as far as people with disabilities, like Katie said, we are the largest minority out there. So it would behoove them to write roles for us and to cast us, because there's a large amount of people that are going to watch this. And like Katie said, we're colorblind. It's not whether we're black or we're Asian or female dominated or male dominated. We're everything. And there's no reason at all for people like us not to be on shows. Luckily enough, it's kind of starting to happen. The last show that Katie Sullivan was just on was NCIS New Orleans, and a very good friend of ours by the name of Daryl Chill Mitchell, we call him Chill, he actually is now a cast member on NCIS New Orleans, and he is in a wheelchair.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Well, other than, you know, us going and talking to writers or just spreading the word via mouth, is there, to the best of your knowledge, an agency that specializes in casting physically challenged actors? That would be one place for physically challenged people to go and be represented. And people who call there would say, well, I know you represent physically challenged actors. Do you know of any agency that does that?
Yeah, there's a couple, actually. Our agency that we're with right now is KMR. It's Kazarian Measures and Reskin, and we are represented by their diversity department. Now, the reason why we're able to be represented by them is because we've been working for a while in the industry, and we have some credits under our belt. Now, to get to that point, we were represented by Pacific Arts Studio West, and they are handicapped, disabled agency. But you also have to have people that can think outside the box. My agent, when I was injured 9 years ago, he decided to stick with me. And that's a very, very rare thing in this town. He was a good friend, and he opened up his own agency. The agency that I was with was the Gage Group, and they dropped me flat, and he left them, started his own agency with me, and ended up doing a few really good things with me. So you got to have those outside the box thinkers.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, this question is for either one of you. If an actor is physically challenged, what can they do to increase their chances of getting cast in projects other than the obvious?
I mean, to me, it's all about training. Get into an acting class, take some improv, get some experience, because I think a lot of people just see sort of, oh, it would be fun to do. I mean, there's a big leap between, you know, getting to do extra work or background work or something like that because you have a certain look, and transitioning to, no, I want to be taken seriously as an actor. I want to join a union. I want to get auditions for, you know, speaking roles and things like that. I've been doing theater since the time I was, you know, 10 years old. So it's all about treasuring the craft of acting and taking the time to learn how to do it. That's, I mean, to me, that was the most important part. I really enjoyed myself in theater and on set and things, but you enjoy it so much more when you're confident and you know what to expect, who do you talk to, where do you go, what's going to happen, and you don't have to have that fear of the unknown.
There's yeah, because it's bad.
It's to happen, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad enough that you have to worry, oh my God, are they going to accept me, first of all, because you know how we've been treated. But not only that, but if you have confidence in your skill, if you are extremely talented from classes or however you get there, you can have that confidence and you can act with the best of them. And that's
Katie,
what you really
Katie always need. Says that there's it doesn't matter what gets you in the door. If it's a prosthetic foot, then that will do the job. Whatever it is, honestly, I didn't book a single acting job. I did a lot of theater, but not on TV or in movies or anything like that until I broke my neck. And then it's what makes you different and it kind of gives you a platform, so to speak.
Absolutely. Now, I understand. We only got 5 minutes, and I want to get this in. I hear you guys have written several. You have several self-written projects in the works. Is that with your production company, Sulla Finn, or what? What is it? How is it going to happen? What are they? How can we find out about them? How can we follow them, et cetera?
So, a lot of what it is that we're up to. We have a YouTube channel, and we're creating content, primarily short sketch comedy sort of things. We just released at the end of last year a public service announcement about disabled zombies, and we've done some really funny stuff.
That is hysterical! I love that.
Yeah, so we're doing a bunch of, I think the misconception is, and what the perception we're trying to change is that being disabled is precious and inspiring. And sure, there's moments of those things, but it's also funny and silly. And if you cannot laugh at yourself, what is the DD point?
Oh,
I
my
just,
God.
You know.
Yeah.
So the projects that we're, I started getting frustrated kind of waiting for someone to write roles for, you know, a girl who has, is missing a leg or whatever. I get called into play to come in and audition for a Hispanic girl who's missing an arm. And I'm an Irish girl who's missing her legs.
Right.
So, I started creating a project that signed an option last week with a production company, and it's a sitcom about a girl who messes up and sleeps around and gets drunk and has a job and has friends, and it's through the lens of living life with a disability, and that it's super exciting. This production company is getting behind me, and we're gonna try to sell it to a network. So that's kind of what's happening on my end.
And then I have a script that I wrote. It's called The Laughter After, and it's basically the day that I was injured until the day I got out of rehab, and it's comedy, because I believe that story has never been told. Everybody always talks about Million Dollar Baby, or they talk about Born on the 4th of July, and there are these sad, sappy stories that just make you bawl your eyes out. Well, that's not what I experienced. I've laughed harder in the last 9 years than I have in any time period in my life, and I want people to understand that.
That is fantastic. Now, you mentioned your YouTube channel. So if we go on YouTube, what should we type in? Your names, or what should we type in?
Sulla Flynn. So it's Sulli. That's my last name. And then our producing partner is a fantastic actress and woman by the name of Becca Flynn. So it's Sulla Flynn, Sulli Flynn Productions.
Well, I hope that you continue to use YouTube as a vehicle and maybe just maybe create a web series focused on disabled people or anything that you want, but keep representing. And please, you're a voice. You're an excellent vehicle to be able to continue to bring awareness to people who are physically challenged. And you can also take the opportunity to include other people that are not represented in television and film as well. So please continue doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration. You are a motivation. You are what we need. You are so relevant, both of you, for the time period. This is where we're just starting to see, which hopefully will become just a regular, everyday commonality in television and film. So,
physically challenged
people, you are pioneers. You are pioneering the way for physically challenged people. So you should feel very, very proud of what you're doing. And I know it's hard and I know it's a struggle, but nobody gets what they want in life by watching TV, sitting there on the couch, being a couch potato. Get out there and do it. And please keep representing all the people who are physically challenged. What an inspiration you two are. What special people put on this earth. And I personally thank you for doing what you're doing. So
thank you so much.
Oh yeah, thanks for
this was awesome.
Thank you, Katie and Jay. Please check out their website, katiesullivan.net, also jandkatie.com. I would love and be honored to have you back on the show. So please feel free to contact me for any projects you want to promote, anything that you want to do. If I can help you in any way, please include me in your wonderful world of inspiration.
You got it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope the show helped you. I hope Katie and Jay have inspired you and motivated you people in the entertainment industry. Write more roles. Cast more people. Make it happen. These are two talented actors. Please go and check them out on their YouTube channel, Katie Sullivan and Jay Kramer. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Say goodbye to your fans, Katie and Jay.
Yeah, let's go watch the Oscars.
Let's go watch the actors. Get the cocktails going. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.